The tote model goes like this: test, operate, test, exit. This is a model of a strategy. So first we test. The first test is a cue or a trigger that begins a strategy. It essentially is, have we achieved our goal yet? Operate is a series of steps aiming to get closer to the goal. Then we have a second test, and the second test is a comparison between the first test in here. Have we achieved the goal? If not, operate again, operate again, operate again. Once that second test is achieved, we're right, we can exit. Now, another way to think of this is simply cooking some spicy food. So we're cooking some food and we want to add some spice to it. You know what this dish is missing? This dish is missing some spice. So we add a little bit of spice to it. We operate, we add a bit of spice to it, and then we stir, and then we taste. No, it's not spicy enough yet. So we operate again, we add a bit more spice to it, we stir it around, we taste it. No, a bit more spice, we add more spice to it, stir it around, taste it. That's it. That's perfect. Exit. We've now added enough spice and achieved our goal of adding some spice to our dish. That is how simple the tote model can be. Remember, all strategies have the initial test or a cue, a trigger that begins a strategy. It has the operation, the series of steps. It has the second test, a comparison, and it has an exit. Occasionally, people screw up and they forget about the exit, so they end up looping around. For example, people that are creating wealth in their life, trying to create enough money to be considered good enough. So they test, I simply need more money. They operate, they work for more money, and their second test is, can always use more money. So they go back to operate, making more money. They test, I could always use more money, and they keep going around. They never have an exit point. A lot of people that are really successful with money need to have an exit point, a point where they can realize, I have enough. I have enough. Now, if we have a good exit point, it's not that I have enough, I'm going to die. Once I hit the exit point of I have enough, they might move into a new strategy. And perhaps the new strategy will be taking a meta look, a bigger picture at their life. And maybe they can go, okay, that's enough money. What else is really important in my life? And they can move into a bigger strategy. And that bigger strategy can include more well-being than just finances. Tote. Test, operate, test, exit. Now, let me share with you one of my favorite learning strategies, which fits in perfectly with the previous anchoring.